The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, do you struggle to make decisions like Alice and I do?
With what in particular?
Everything. Like, let's start with you're in Melbourne, you're walking down a busy strip of restaurants and you're trying to decide where to have dinner.
That's probably our biggest dilemma we struggle with.
Your hardest life decision.
Is what we're going to have for dinner or where we should go for dinner.
How long do you usually take to talk me through the process of trying to work out a place for dinner.
Oh, it'd be more of a, where do you want to go? What do you feel like? I'll be like, oh, I'm easy. Gonna go, all right, well, let's go steak. I'm like, oh, I couldn't go a whole steak.
Not as easy as you originally gave off the impression.
All right, well, what do you feel like? I say, I wouldn't mind some sushi. And then he'll go, I'm not in for sushi. and this goes back and forth for a while.
Yep.
I'll usually go, how about I go to the gym? I'll give you five options and you can choose from one of these five options.
Yeah, okay.
I'll come home from the gym an hour later. What have you got for me? He'll suggest one of them and I'll go, oh, no, I don't feel like Indian tonight.
You are a nightmare. I don't know.
Should we just make tacos at home? And then you'll be like, oh, I guess so. If you want Mexican, I guess.
My big one with Alice is I'll do the three options thing. I'll go, well, these are the ones I could happily go for. If any of those take your fancy, speak up. And Alice goes, oh, any of those are fine. Oh, then I'm down to narrowing it down. If I'm in Melbourne and there's a busy strip of restaurants, let's say 50 restaurants all lined up, we would just walk down that strip forever. Like, we would look at each one like, oh, that one looks good. And then we'll go to the next one. Oh, that one also looks good. Next one. Oh, that one also looks good.
Could there be something better after that?
Yeah. And there's just too much choice. Well, mathematicians have come to the rescue of anyone who falls into this issue.
Thank God.
They've come up with a secret number. They've said get to 37% of your choices.
Yep.
So anything in life. This could be when it comes to buying a home. This could be when it comes to finding the one, the person to marry.
Okay.
Or it could be finding a restaurant or the one to dine at that night.
Yeah, that's our biggest issue in our household.
Yeah, look at 37% of your options and then the next one you see that is better than those options, just choose it because you're not going to find a better one.
Okay.
Like, that is the perfect way to decision. Does that make sense?
How have mathematicians figured this out?
I don't know, Jules. They've got a lot of time on their hands. They're mathematicians. That's what they do. They have whiteboards covered in squiggles.
They're sitting in a room by themselves with one of those fancy calculators just writing boobs on them.
Yeah, they are.
Between that, they've gone, 37's a good number.
Want to go out for lunch?
Yeah.
Well, that's it, Jules. So if you've got 10 restaurants in a row, look at the first three and then go, that gives you an idea of the overall field. And then from there, you just pick the next one you come across that's better than those three.
So putting that theory to the test when you said finding the one.
Yeah. The
you look at 30% of your options and the next one that comes along, you're like, I guess. Guess they're the one.
I'm exhausted after looking at all these men.
Can't be bothered finding anyone else.
That's exactly what you do, Jules.
Right.
Is that how you found Glenn?
That's not how I found
Glenn. Oh, God, what if he's not the one then?
Well, I hope he's the one.
Hopefully. Seemed kind of committed.
Yeah. Being married and all.
Yeah, no, that's kind of a big leap.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.